Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Today I'm joined by Matthew from the United States, who's going to share his LDN journey with us. Thank you for joining us, Matthew.
Well, thank you for having me, Linda. I appreciate that.
So could you tell us, when were you first diagnosed? How long ago was it?
Sure. I was diagnosed in October 2004 with relapsing remitting MS, and I had never heard of LDN, low-dose naltrexone, and actually stumbled across it very much by accident. This was still a time before social media and Facebook and things like that. And I was, at the time, I was working at a hotel in Florida and doing a conference for a medical conference. And my client was actually a doctor. And she had known that I was diagnosed with MS months before, maybe even a year before, because her and I became friends. And she asked me, she said, "Have you ever heard of low-dose naltrexone, LDN?" And I said, "No, I have not." And she said, she shared with me all the benefits that it has. And she was a doctor in Alabama. So she most certainly, she couldn't write a prescription at that particular time and say, "Hey, here, go take this." But a funny story was when, after she had given me lots of information about it and even provided some literature to me, I, at that time, was seeing a neurologist, who I no longer am seeing now, by the way. But when I went and spoke to him about it, he said, the very first thing he said was, "You know, I have a lot of patients who actually swear by it." And I said, "I want to try it." And I have been on it ever since. I titrated from literally, I think it was maybe a milligram, all the way up to 4 milligrams, and I have been currently at 3 milligrams for about, I guess maybe 3, maybe 4 years. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I've been on LDN since, it was about a year after my diagnosis, and probably since 2005.
Wow. And what was your MS like before you started? Were you in remission and you didn't know you'd got MS? Had all your symptoms gone?
My original symptoms were, peculiar at that time, but they're normal to probably what everyone else experiences or has experienced, meaning I had the numbing, tingling in my fingers. I had cold sensations. If I put my arm on even just a wooden desk, it felt like I was putting my arm on an ice block. I was having, even at that time, some numbing and tingling in my legs. But those were the initial symptoms that I had at that time. Mm-hmm. and knew that something was going on, and I was extremely tired, fatigued. When I talked with my wife, I knew something was not right, and I actually went to my doctor, family physician, and it was he that said, "Matthew, it sounds like MS. I don't want you to get on the internet and look it up, but it sounds like it, but I don't want you to be." And what do you think the first thing I did? I went back home and I looked it up. But every symptom that was listed on there was exacting to that. And again, this was at a time before social media, so wasn't a lot that I could lean on in those types of groups like LDN has. the different support groups that are out there asking questions and getting, you know, different answers and such. So a lot of it was Googling and trying to find as much information as possible.
Mm-hmm. So after starting LDN, did your symptoms start to improve?
My symptoms did improve. The one biggest noticeable, the noticeable ones that I have, that I noticed immediately, was my fatigue. My fatigue dropped. It dropped altogether. Matter of fact, if there is a day that I skip my LDN, such as, you know, sometimes I'll skip it once every 2 or 3 weeks to, if you will, clear the pathways. Now that I'm not suggesting it. I'm just, I have, one of my close friends, doctor friends, has suggested that to me, and I have done that, and I have noticed a difference. So even as an example, when I was not on my LDN, the fatigue was overwhelming. And if starting, when I started taking it, within the second day, maybe the third day, it was an absolute turnaround.
Mm-hmm. And have you had any more problems with your legs?
You know, I've had MS since when I was diagnosed in 2004. I suspect that I probably had it prior to that, because looking back, I realized I had a couple symptoms back in 2002. So, you know, having it for 14, maybe 16 years, unfortunately, it is a progressive type of disease. And it has taken a toll on me, not just the disease, but I was in a very high stressful job. And that definitely took a toll on me. But as I shared with you, Linda, in my email to you several weeks ago, one of my goals was always to, I have four daughters, as I mentioned earlier, and my goal is to walk every one of my girls down their wedding aisle. Mm-hmm. And I have successfully been able to do that with two of my girls. And I still have two more to go. But, and I expect that that's going to continue throughout.
Wow. So if you had to rate your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10 before you started LDN, what would it have been?
You know, because, Linda, because I was very early onset of MS at that time, mm-hmm. my quality of life was still very good. Mm-hmm. I was still able to do many things. I was able to still run. I was still able to do those types of things. But I would say my quality of life definitely got better without a question getting on the LDN, just for the simple fact because the fatigue mm-hmm. helped a lot. It also helped the pain receptors. I hear and see a lot of people talking about the pain that they have with MS, and I'm pretty fortunate that I don't have pain. And I truly believe that has everything to do with it, the LDN, and that I just don't have, you know, certain pains. Other times of uncomfortability, absolutely, without a question. But there's never time of true pain.
Mm-hmm. But if you are really fatigued, everything you try and do that day, it's very difficult, isn't it? It's hard to explain what fatigue is like to somebody who doesn't have fatigue, but it's like waking up and your batteries are flashing red and you've still got to go through the whole day. And every day
right.
can be different. And even if you have a full night's sleep, you can still wake up feeling just as tired in the morning. So it's a struggle,
right.
isn't it, when you have fatigue. So, you know, if that is all LDN had done for you, it would still be amazing, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's, you know, people have asked that same question, you know, does fatigue just mean you're tired? And I'm like, well, it's more than just, you know, it's not like feeling sleepy. It's, you know, like you feel like you want to take a nap, but you can't fall asleep and your body is just exhausted.
Yes.
And so, but the LDN has, tremendously helped with that, without a question. I would say that to everybody. Anytime I get on the social sites and I see people talk about how fatigued they are, I let them know you need to get on LDN, to contact your doctor immediately to get this, because that's a big symptom or a big side effect with MS that people battle. And there's so many other medications and drugs that people can be drugged up on, and without having all the side effects, that LDN doesn't have any of those side effects, I should say. Mm. And it really is, a wondrous aspect of it.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us, Matthew, and congratulations for those listeners. Your second eldest daughter has just had a baby. Is that?
That is correct.
Right. Yep. And you've got another one due next year. So,
yes,
you're hopefully going to be a very hands-on granddad and be very busy.
Well, thank you. Yes, I expect it. We'll be traveling back to Florida a couple more times. But yes, I do expect it.
Good. Well, thank you very much for joining us today, Matthew.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Linda. You have a great day.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, Linda, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.